Hey, this is Brother Jim, don'tperish.com, John 4:24, back with part two on relationship woes and warnings. Let's keep going. Let's get right back to this. Part two, relationship woes and warnings. We're going over relationship issues that we recently just had, and we want to help people, help ourselves, help others. Let's go on to the next one. Children getting priority over the body gathering. Now, you can go look up a lot of scripture verses. Titus 2, it tells the young men and women to be sober-minded. The Bible talks about training a child up as the way they should go. Talks about sparing the rod, spoiling the child. So children are valuable, precious parts of the body of Christ. Well, actually, small children that are not baptized and believers yet have a limited role in the body, obviously. And as men and women grow up and they come to faith and repent and they're born again and they're baptized, then their role in the body will enhance. But here was a big problem we had. I had made the statement clear that I felt that the believers in the body of Christ are as important as children in your family. Yeah, I'm holding to that. And children, I made this statement to this man. I don't think he liked it. I said, children are not your life. They're a part of your life. And the body of Christ, gathering, looking after, loving, caring for, should be equal with your children. And here's what I said. The fact is, your children could grow up, could reject Christ, could turn on you and go into the world. And if you reject the body of Christ, true believers, for your children that might grow up and leave you, what a heinous, wicked sin to do. No. You should love your children. You should train up your children. You should teach them to sit and listen in the body as men divide the word of God and teach them to listen to godly women as they teach on Titus 2 issues. But to lift up your children where you never have time. I'm so busy. I don't have time. They become an idol. They become a hindrance to the body of Christ. That's sinful. That's wicked. Don't let children get top priority in your life, folks. Make sure that you find as much time for the body as you do for your children. Teach them. And I've got articles on that. Children in the body. Go look it up at our teaching blog at don'tperish.com. How to have obedient children that can sit in the body of Christ and be part of it. How about the next point? Examining ourselves. Yeah, this is a big one. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate. Yeah, this is for us all. Let us examine ourselves so we can walk and thrive in these godly New Testament relationships. I got to do that. Sister Debbie's got to do that. Everybody with us has to do that. Now, in this case, this believer man admitted both his life in the past was void of good communication, and even his marriage, 12-year marriage he had, he told me that up until a few months ago, the marriage was terrible. In fact, him and his wife were living apart, separated, almost divorced. But when it came to relationship issues in the body, he refused to see any of the issues he might have, and he threw them all on Brother Jim, and it really damaged much because he didn't look at what he was doing wrong. He admitted that he was very bad at relationships and communication. He admitted that his marriage had almost been destroyed. He admitted that he never had close relationships his whole life. Yet when it came time and we had relationship issues, everything was Brother Jim's fault. Do you see how damaging that is? I'm sure I did faults. I asked him to forgive me. But everything was my fault, not his fault. An admitted relationship, the bad relationship person. He told me that I was the closest person to him in his whole life. 32 years. I was the closest person to him other than his wife in his 32 years. I knew him for 3 weeks. What does that tell you? It tells you this man was lacking good relationships as an only child growing up. And he needs to examine himself, see where he needs to improve, take stock, admit the faults, improve on them. Yep, Brother Jim's got to do that too. And that will help him grow in his relationship. Sadly, it's too late for us. He threw us away already. But hopefully, moving forward, that can be redeemed for the glory of God. Next issue, pride in correction. Go read Proverbs 6. God hates pride. You know, Brother Jim knows all about pride. I used to be a bodybuilder when I was a pagan. I lived in pride. I used to stare at myself in the mirror for hours and work hard to make myself look better. I had to get a hold of that when I came to Christ, kill it, put it down, become lowly for Christ. John the Baptist, I must decrease so Christ can increase. John 3:30. In this relationship that I had going on, pride rose up when correction was needed. Let me give you an example. This gentleman did an article, and he did a good job on the article. I told him that. But the article had some bents in it that sounded like King James only. And I said this to him, did you get some of your information from another article? Because it sounded like King James only talk. I asked a question. Instead of answering the question, he got mad and said, how dare you accuse me of plagiarism? I didn't accuse him of plagiarism. I thought he read some theology from an article and had it wrong, and I was trying to help him. That's pride. That destroys. That's not going to help you grow your relationships, especially as a novice. This man used to be an engineer, not sure how he got through engineering school or being hired without being trained by somebody that knew more than him. I hope that he can repent of that. I hope he can get that right in the future as they hopefully someday meet other saints, as rare as other true saints are. Just ask Satan about pride. Yeah, and he will tell you. Now, actually, don't talk to Satan. But Satan fell because of pride, and it's a dangerous, destructive thing. So we must not have that. How about this one? When they refuse to face their own issues but focus on yours. I just talked about that a little bit. Matthew 7, Jesus said, judge rightly, right? Not to not judge. He said, judge rightly and don't judge from hypocrisy. Get the plank out of your eye, then you can help your brother with his splinter, right? Well, we'll have to know how to judge rightly. In this case, all my faults, even the ones I didn't even do, we're all on the table with this man, and he kept hammering at them. Even the ones I said, well, forgive me of that. And the other ones I said, I can't own those because I don't agree with you. Those aren't faults. Those aren't sins. I didn't do that. The focus was on me. It was all one-sided, as I said already. And I'm all for fixing my errors, and I'm all for repenting publicly and asking for forgiveness. The problem is, it's a two-way street, like relationships. And there's error on both sides. When there's a divorce, there is 99% of the time always error on both sides. It could be 80-20, 90-10, 50-50. There's always error on both sides. And to say there isn't is arrogance. And that's not going to help us in relationships. We need to really see how we can judge rightly, not kill trust by judging wrongly. Amen. How about this issue? False claims to get the upper hand. Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. Yeah, as a street preacher, Brother Jim knows about people doing ad hom attacks. An ad hom attack is you attack the messenger, you forget the message. So when I preach the gospel, they want to hate me, beat me up, but they ignore that God's word says it. They just ignore the message, right? I had that unpleasant situation with this man. Because when I was trying to work out these issues, he just blurted out ad homs and said, I was angry, I was cruel, I was stumbling him, I was throwing them away, when I was doing none of those things. So those are ad hom attacks that are false witnesses. Again, God hates false witness. Let it not be so among God's people. And this does not build trust in the body. It destroys it, weakens, and damages it. How about unwarranted comments? Look out for unwarranted comments. Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaim foolishness. Yeah, we should always talk and walk as sober saints and not speak as fools. Amen. Brother Jim spent a lot of years of his life as a fool. I don't want to be that as a follower of Christ. In this relationship, I got foolish comments sent my way by this man when I was only asking for that decent, respectful, thankful communication we talked about. Let me give you an example of a foolish comment. One was when we were messaging on Facebook, and I said, hey, brother, if somebody gives you an offer for something or asks an important question, like you want to come over for dinner, it's nice if you answer. He sent back this, do I have to let you know when I go to the store too? Yeah. And I took that as a sarcastic comment. And because I never asked him to keep tracked in such a way. Brother Jim doesn't do that with people. I don't have time to do that with people. Condescending, some people would call them low blows. These cause hurt, division, not unity. These are of the flesh. Remember, we are not supposed to be walking in what? The flesh? Don't walk in the flesh, folks. So these cause condescending issues that we must be very, very careful of moving forward, lest we cause more division in a body that needs to be there. So watch out for those unwarranted comments. How about this one? Twisting of truth to hide sin. Galatians 4:16. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? One of the quickest ways to destroy truth is to lie, but then lie to cover your own sin. That's like double deceit, isn't it? It's like double bad. One example of this is, let's say a brother tells you he's too busy to get together and study on the phone regularly for an hour or two on a regular basis, but the same man is willingly taking days to go sightseeing or sit on a beach all day and get sunburned. And when you ask about it, they won't fess up to the truth. They just throw more lies or more excuses. It's another nail in the coffin of the body to have good relationship, good trust. And it takes time. We got to be in the Word together. That's the purpose of the New Testament body, is to gather over the Word, to train up saints for the ministry. Ephesians 4, Ephesians 5, go read it. Ephesians 6, put on the armor. But when men make excuses and make time for everything else, well, what's a brother to think? How important is this gathering? And if I don't raise the subject, how will you ever learn? Yes, this is important that we do this. It's the purpose of the body. Remember that. How about refusing to forgive and looking forward, not backwards? Matthew 6:15. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Hey, this is a great one. This is huge. It's a sin against man and a sin against God to not forgive the members of the body of Christ when they ask for it. I'm not sure you can even claim to be a biblical believer, understanding the gospel of redemption and forgiveness, if you lack forgiving other saints when they seek it. I had this case. I went to this man and said, "I forgive me for what I did or what I said. I'm not even sure what I did and said that offended you. Forgive me. Let's move forward. Let's find a way." Nope. This man said, nope. And he said, "Don't even contact me till you repent of all these things that I didn't even know I needed to repent of." No communication, just throw it under the mat. Not forgiveness. Forgiveness means we come together, we talk, we care, we love, we keep communicating. Jesus said, "Forgive or you won't be forgiven." Go think about that, folks. Make sure you're using forgiveness in your relationships. How about this one? Not showing love for the brethren in all your actions. John 13:35. By this all men shall know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love for one another. Yeah, I probably saved the best, or maybe the worst, for last here. We have known so many people that lack love and claim Christ. This does not come by just saying we love you. It doesn't come by just, "Oh, we love you, we love you." Not long ago, I had a man that used to tell me 10 times a day he loved me. You know what he did? He threw me to the curb for his worldly family and never even said goodbye. He didn't love the body of Christ, all right? It comes by showing it in our actions, our time, our efforts, our forgiveness, our communication, our ordering life for each other, our dying for each other. Treating saints as important as children or worldly family members, and even life itself. We see, as Jesus said, the love of many will wax cold. It is so cold in the claimed body of Christ today. We must be mindful of this. Cry out to God. Ask God for love of the body if you really are born of Him. He'll give it to you. It has to come by the Spirit of God. We can't convince you to it. We can warn you about it, but we can't convince you, talk you into it. Per John 1, excuse me, 1 John, if you don't have love for your brothers, you don't love God. You don't have God. This love for true saints is so precious. It's so rare. It causes you to strive, overcome the obstacles, not toss them aside like yesterday's trash. Ask God for love, brothers and sisters. Don't forget that it's the sign that we are of Christ. Love for each other. Paul said, you're a clanging cymbal without it. So, hey, those are the issues that I had for you to talk about in this relationship that we just went through. Now, what I want to add here right at the end, so I hope you learn from those. What I want to add right here from the end is here are other issues that we faced in other relationships, not this particular one, that are key. You got to watch out for doctrinal differences. Hey, 1 Corinthians 1:10, we got to be united in all things, okay? This man and I were working towards that. We were well on our way. Personalities, pride, flesh, no love got in the way, yeah. So those things can hinder, but doctrinal differences can get in the way. How about unregenerated family members sticking their nose in, getting in the way, prying you away from true saints of God? Yeah, that happens a lot. Pride and vanity. Usually this comes up about dress, head covering for men and for women. Dress for men, head coverings for women. Could come up to sports and running and weightlifting and, you know, cutting my hair and wearing makeup and looking good. Those can be real hindrances in the body. How about, here's a death knell, feminism. Men leading their homes, women quiet in the body. Yeah, that can be a real bad one. We see it all over America. How about spending habits? Yeah, you get some saints that go and buy all new things. Like, let's say you buy a brand new camper that's worth, you know, $30,000. And that's fine if you want to do that and you have the money at the time. But later, if you fall into money woes and you need help, was that a wise choice when you could have bought a used camper for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000? Wisdom in your spending habits can go a long way to avoid problems in the body. Child discipline. This was part of an issue that we had. Not so much discipline with their children. We never got the chance to really gather close with them. But a lot of people refuse to discipline their children to get them to sit quietly and listen in the body. They're supposed to do that. That's part of a body gathering. So we have articles on all this at our teaching blog. Go to don'tperish.com, go to the teaching blog, look up all these articles. One warning for you. This is a warning to this couple, a warning to anyone else. It's a warning to us, me and Sister Debbie. We've never seen anyone in our ministry life that has these relationship issues that fold, forget, throw it away, leave biblical fellowship, that then grow up, go and on their own grow up in holiness and obedience, staying out of the world, staying out of man-made religion. It's always a dog going back to their vomit situation. They go back to their flesh. They go back to their worldly family. They go back to man-made religion of the world. Sad but true. It's a death knell. I hope this young couple breaks the mold and they break through and do what we've never seen anybody do, because when people leave godly biblical fellowship, that means they're sin. And when they're sin, you're not going to go forward. You're going to go backward. So, hey, I hope this has helped you to see issues in relationship and that you can test yourself, work on yourself, help others, walk in love, forgiveness, unity, use wisdom, overcome, fix these issues, solve them, avoid them. All for God's glory. You know, one last fact. We're all going to be in heaven together as born-again believers in Christ that are following him obediently, enduring in the faith. Shouldn't we all strive for full unity to be together here on earth if we can? Certainly makes sense to Brother Jim and Sister Debbie. We strive for it. We try for it. We love the brethren, and we're here for them all the time. We're here on our website, don'tperish.com, the sisters blog, Every Day Pouring Out Truth. We're here for you in person. You can contact us. We'll help you be the New Testament body, and we'll walk with you if you want close biblical discipleship. But Brother Jim doesn't do lukewarm relationships. The website's there to help you. If you want to draw close and daily sharpen iron and love each other in an Acts 2 way, we're with you. And I hope this article has helped you to see some of the issues that we all need to focus on to make sure we're walking in these ways. Again, it glorifies God when his children come together, love each other, overlook things, work on things, forgive each other. There's nothing glorifying to God in these divisions, these separations. Unless it's truly over sin and doctrine, then we're called to separate. In this case with this couple, it wasn't so much doctrine, but there was some sin going on that we covered. And I hope that we all can come out of this better. And I hope that we can strive for the glory of Christ. Hey, till next time, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.